I am going to do another run, and I'm very excited about it. I believe, there's a lot of the same issues. You have the transportation, education, healthcare, and our resources. And last campaign was really a very good campaign. We had a lot of competition, and a lot of things were said. And I'm not seeing a lot of that action happening in the legislature right now. I think energy really needs to be more paid attention to in this region. And the ferry system, I don't think it needs another plan. I think it needs some action, and we need to figure out how to get people riding that ferry and it, making it cost effective and a schedule that works in the winter as well as the summer.
And how to do that? I know ferry system is such a big topic for all for the three biggest towns in this district and everywhere, really, actually. But how to get people on the ferries and using them?
Well, I think, again, it's a schedule. But also, you know, I ride the ferry a lot, as much as I can, especially in the summer. And it's very effective, you know. And growing up here, I've used it since I was a young kid going on sports and seeing how it worked there. I think one of the main issues is the cost, getting on that ferry. If you look at it as market shares, Alaska Airlines has the market share, because if you look at the price between taking the ferry with a car and taking the jet, and you have not a lot of time, you're going to take the jet. That ferry is going to run regardless if it's full of people or if there's one person, and it's going to cost the same amount of money. So if we can figure out a way to lower cost, get people riding that ferry, get people moving throughout the district and southeast, I think we'll be quite a bit ahead and get people remembering that it is a good way to travel.
You mentioned the energy issue. What can the next person elected to House District 2 state House seat do to help communities get projects built, work together to make low-cost energy happen?
Support it and get involved. You know, there's Stedman put in, he supported very much to get money appropriated for some sort of Southeast interties and energy projects. And he was very effective with that. Other than that, you know, last campaign, that's what we talked about, energy, energy, energy. And legislators went into session, didn't see anything come of it. And that concerns me, because I believe that Southeast has a real jewel here as far as our hydro projects and different things we can do as far as interties and low-cost energy for Southeast residents. And I think it can go further. I think we could take it down to the Northwest grid. I think we can push it up north. There's all kinds of potential. And we don't have to worry about running out the pipeline. I read an article today. That is going to run out. We all know that. What's the state going to do next? I don't believe that we can depend on the gas pipeline being done in time. And this hydro project is many years away as well. But it's definitely a future idea. And the only thing we have to worry about is it's stopping raining around here. And I've lived here all my life, so I don't think it's going to do that.
Looking back on the numbers from the last election, the 2008 primary, you ran against Peggy, you lost, but you got some pretty strong support among the communities. Has the situation changed, or have you changed in a way that you think you can get more votes and beat her this time around?
I think part of the reason that I didn't win is obviously I was an unknown, and that I completely understand that, but I worked a very hard campaign. In fact, Kim Kilkenny was very involved. I had a lot of people, she was my manager, and a lot of people throughout the district were very involved in that campaign. There's several things that I've done now. I was appointed to the Planning and Zoning Commission a year ago, October, and this October I was elected to that seat. I'm involved with the Southeast Conference Transportation and Energy Commission. I'm a board member of United Way of Southeast. I'm still a board member of Hammer and Weekon. I work for Allen Marine. I do, you know, I'm Moose Club, Elks Club, and Rotary member. There's a lot of things that I am diverse in, and I still commercial fish, not as much as I did in the past, but I still have my hands on that. So, you know, bringing all that together, I think it makes me a strong person and somebody that everybody can talk to more than my door is always open. I think that I can tell you that my door is always open, and I'm going to go, and I'm not afraid to ask, what do you think we need to do? And that I'm working for the people of this district. I believe in it, and I'm ready to go.